This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Polling is underway for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and all 234 assembly seats in Tamil Nadu. In both the states, voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. In West Bengal, voting is taking place for 152 constituencies spread over 16 districts in this phase. There are 1,478 candidates in the fray. More than 44,000 polling booths have been set up across 152 constituencies. Out of these, 7,384 booths have been flagged as super sensitive or critical. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. Polling has also begun in Tamil Nadu for all assembly seats in a single phase. Over 5.73 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 4,023 candidates in the fray. More than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state to facilitate voter participation and ensure accessibility. The results of West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections will be declared on 4th of May. Senior BJP leader Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with Home Minister Amit Shah, today urged citizens to participate enthusiastically in the assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi made a special appeal to young voters and women in both states to come out and vote in large numbers. He also called upon all voters to take part enthusiastically in this sacred duty of democracy. Polling also began in Gujarat this morning for the by-election to the Umret Assembly seat in Anand district under tight security. Nearly 2,45,000 voters, including 4,000 first-time voters, are eligible to cast their votes today across 306 polling stations. A total of six candidates are in the fray with a direct contest between Harshad Parmar of the BJP and Bhrigu Raj Sin Chauhan of the Congress. The administration has deployed a workforce of 1,500 polling personnel to ensure a smooth voting experience. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the Commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. Vehicles without a valid pollution under control PUC certificate will not get fuel such as petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. The Delhi government has taken this decision to ensure effective control over vehicular pollution in the national capital. As per the new directive, fuel will be supplied strictly and exclusively to vehicles holding a valid PUC certificate. All petrol pumps and gas outlets have been directed to comply with the order in letter and spirit. The portals of Badrinath Temple, located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, were open for devotees this morning. Amid Vedic chants and traditional rituals, thousands of pilgrims from across the country were present on the occasion. With this, all four Chardham shrines in Uttarakhand are now open for devotees. Iran has said that Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches by the US and Israel. In a post on social media, Iran's chief negotiator Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf said the violations include the US naval blockade of Iranian ports. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will play against Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.